Welcome to We Are The Watchers. Tom. And Leah. Are The Watchers.
Welcome to We Are The Watchers, Game of Thrones episode 6 and the final, because there's only 6 episodes of Game of Thrones and we refuse to talk about it after this. Tom, thank you for sitting there.
Hola.
Oh, and Nabil, thank you for sitting over there.
Ah, well, you're very welcome.
I always think that seat's better when it's occupied by you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. You're so sweet.
I did tell somebody that I know that you were going to be on this episode.
Ah, what did they say?
And they were like, yes, I really like it when he comes on and talks about his opinions. So your opinions are wanted and needed.
That is what I was hoping for.
Yes, exactly. And I was hoping for as well. So final episode.
Fuck, what am I, chopped liver? Surplus opinions, man. Worst superhero ever. I think you could pair that wine better. That's an example of powers.
That's pretty impressive.
That's a surplus opinion. It doesn't help.
That's the kind of superhero that you would see in that improv show that I can't believe I can't remember the name of.
Whose line is it anyway?
Whose line is it anyway? Yeah,
with a wacky hat. Comes out with a top hat.
Yeah.
Kind of like Captain Obvious.
Yes, Captain Obvious. That's... Yeah, Tom, no, you're not the Captain Surplus or Captain Obvious. You're just like me. You're just always here.
I'm Bran.
Yeah, people are like, okay.
Oh, you had to go there.
Yeah, yeah. Final episode of Game of Thrones has happened. I think my main reaction or my emotions now is relief. Like, I do not have to worry about whether these characters are going to live or die anymore. And I'm quite happy with knowing that that's a thing. But we can talk about what we felt and how we feel now. Because, you know, sometimes when you watch the end of something and you have that initial feeling and then 24 hours later you think something else?
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 100%.
What did you think, Nabil, when you first watched it?
Well, I was preparing myself for, you remember when the episode 4 or whatever it is when I came and you were like, everybody do a sound that represents your feeling for the episode.
So I wanted to do that. Thank you for reminding me.
No worries, because I prepared one anyway.
Oh, good.
Go.
Here's my sound. Wah, wah. That's how I felt about the episode.
Tom? Huh. Yeah, mine was, I've told Tom this, but I was so invested in this season and I didn't understand why. And I think it was because it was finishing.
Yeah.
And now I'm just like really relieved that I don't have to spend so much emotional anxiety worrying about it.
The hype was real, man.
The hype was real.
It really was.
See, I feel like throughout this season, I've had the opposite of that reaction. I've become more and more disconnected from the show.
Yeah, same. Actually, I would agree with that.
And I felt like I watched last night's episode through a window.
Complacent, like, do you think?
No, not complacent. It was just I used to be invested in these characters. And now
you're watching characters from the sunken place.
Yeah, you're just watching boxes be ticked.
Mm. Yeah, mm. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
I must say, I did find it interesting to see a couple of actors, mainly Emilia Clarke, talk about her reactions.
Mm. Oh, what did she say?
Oh, look, she kind of went, oh, well, if I could have it my way, would have. And she basically said everything that everybody
didn't
else
happen.
Wanted.
Yeah, she went in hard saying she should have had screen time with Cersei.
Yes. Yes. Why didn't that... Oh, my God. All right. Look, overall, this was still I'm just going to dive right in.
Go.
Overall, this was still a great show. I still love Game of Thrones.
Yeah, me too.
It's so many, the 45 hours of my life that I enjoyed most of. I would say I'd enjoyed about 39 of those hours. And then the last 6 episodes, episode 1 and 2, wow, amazing. Episode 2 was a masterpiece.
Yeah, episode 2 was fantastic.
That. Honestly, one of my favorite episodes ever in this show.
Yeah.
And I know people call me crazy because they're like, nothing happened in this episode. What are you talking about, bro? And I'm like, no, dude, so much happened.
Yeah.
That was so profound and deep and beautiful in this episode.
Sir Brienne,
her and Jaime, Podrick singing towards the end, like finishing on that note. Everything about episode 2, loved.
Booty call.
booty call.
Yeah.
Episode 3. Mm. Wow, big moment. That was, you could definitely tell that was the crescendo of the orchestral piece that is season 8.
And might I say crescendo and orchestral. I thought the music was amazing.
And the music, I know, big nod to it. The guy who made the music. I forgot his name. I read it once.
Ramin Djali.
Sure, why not?
He's Westworld. He does Westworld as well.
Oh, there you go. I'm not
surprised. That makes
sense,
actually. Yeah.
Oh, he's HBO's guy.
I can hear, yeah.
Yeah, they got a guy. So episode three, even though I had problems with it, which I've went through in thorough detail on this very show, still overall, I was on board with Arya killing the Night King. I'm fine with that.
And now we understand why it had to be her and not Jon.
Right.
But continue.
And here is my problem now with the finale. It's the same. It's almost not very different from episode three. I can get on board with Bran being the king. Fine. Bran, I don't have a big problem with him. I just have a big problem with how they treated his character. Bran could have been Professor X. Bran could have been Gandalf the teenager. Bran could have been something amazing. He could have played such a big, influential role if they hadn't made him such a useless piece of plot device. Bran became useless after he got pushed off the tower in season one. He was plot device to get the Starks at odds with the Lannisters, and that's about it. Beyond that point, becoming the three-eyed raven, seeing the things from the past, he served as pure exposition for us, the audience, to know things that happened in the past and confirm theories that we've been theorizing about on Reddit for years.
I think he broke one of the giant rules of great narrative, which is with everything with him, they just told, they didn't show.
Exactly. Thank you.
He had the power to skip through time.
Yeah.
And he'd just go, I have to go now.
Yeah.
And we saw his eyes roll back. Show us where he goes.
Mm.
He could have warged during the battle. He could have, like, I would have loved to see Bran as king if Bran had played an influential role, even if it's not the warging, even if it's not the magic angle. If Bran, using his knowledge of the past and the future, whatever, were dropping these, like, pearls of wisdom to different characters, almost like moving chess pieces, you know, on a board. But no, he wasn't even doing that. He's just like, yeah, I'm here.
I'm sitting in a car.
I'm sitting here. I'm chilling. I'm biding my time. And oh my God, I wanted to punch him in his smug face when he was like, why do you think I came here all the way here?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me, Bran?
Do you know what one of my biggest takeaways from that council scene was? If you want to survive to the end, make like Gendry, Edmure or Bran, fuck off for a season or two at a time. Even Bronn.
Right.
Yeah, Bronn.
Be a character that isn't important enough to disappear in, you know, so you can disappear into the background for a while and you might come back later being really important. Oh, let's listen to all these people.
And there were definitely things I liked about the last episode. Tyrion's speech just before he picks Bran, but the part where he says, what's more powerful than a story? Can't be defeated. You can't stop it. Blah, blah. That was some grade A writing there. I loved that bit.
Mm-hmm.
Did you realize as he was saying that who it was going to be?
Yep.
No, I didn't.
I was thinking Sam.
I said it on this show a few weeks ago that it would be Bran because no one else wanted it.
You probably did. You did.
It wasn't quite right, but it was...
And I know that Bran wasn't saying this, but he did on several occasions say, I'm not Bran of Winterfell anymore. And he was right.
You know what was kind of messy was that Tyrion's whole thing was like, this is the guy to choose because he's emotionless. So he's not going to be governed by his heart. And then the first thing he does when elected is show complete nepotism towards Sansa and grant her wish.
I know, right? It's like he's not even, everybody hasn't even said yes yet. And I was like, okay, bro, yo, Bran. Why don't you hook me up with my own country, yo? And he was like, granted.
Yeah.
Well, I think he knows Sansa really well and how Sansa-ish she got, where she's like, don't pick him. He can't have kids.
He's dung dung.
Oh, my God. Everybody went crazy over there.
Savage.
Dude, how savage was the sit down, uncle?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I was actually ruffling when that moment happened.
Because you were a rufflecopter.
I was a rufflecopter because that guy played it so perfectly. Honest to God, I forgot who he was. He stood up for a few seconds. I was like, wait, who?
Who's this guy?
Yeah.
Speaking of forgetting people, how crazy seeing pale Robin Aaron again, the kid that used to suckle at mummy's titty.
Oh, yeah.
He's like a big boy now.
Yeah, and he's got the fancy armor and everything.
And he still looks like a sickly, pale boy.
Yeah,
he doesn't look well.
Do you know how I knew it was him? Because he was sitting next to his commander or general or whatever of his army. It's the only reason why I assumed it was him. But there were other people there. I was like, I don't know who these people are, but okay.
Yeah, there was some dude sitting with Gendry.
I just kept wondering. I rewound that bit just to see if I recognised him, but I didn't.
So they pushed all that through pretty quick, of people being made new leaders and stuff.
Yeah.
Right? But here's my question. So at that point, Tyrion gets trotted out before the council, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's been locked away by the Unsullied for weeks. Not the Dothraki. Dothraki recognised Jon's rule because he killed Dany. So right. He's truly in charge of Dothraki. Whatever.
Yeah.
At what point did Tyrion go, got to settle that with Bronn? Because Bronn's stuff was all sorted out while Tyrion was...
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting.
And the world was falling apart and everything was on fire.
Literally.
Another thing that people went crazy for on Reddit is, why did Jon say anything? So he kills Dany. No one was there.
No one knew.
Why couldn't he just be like, oops, there was this... She got on her dragon and left, I don't know
it's
where
weird.
She went.
Because he's Jon Snow.
Because he's Jon fucking Snow. Now,
you know that someone's going to walk, Grey Worm walk in there and go like, what happened? And he's like,
oh, I stabbed her.
Stabbed her. I'm really sorry.
Soup sauce. Yeah.
I mean, I knew Jon was going to kill her by like episode 2 this season, right? Because it's a repeat of that moment with Ygritte, the whole duty kills love thing and love kills duty. But why can't he just be like, yeah, guys, so I'm just going to go down to that other army on the other side real quick. I think Dany said she went to survey the lands or something.
Yeah, she was going off.
Back in a sec.
Down there.
And he's just on the other side. Fine, still say you killed her. Mm. And, okay, something else. Has it been made clear whether everyone now knows that he is Targaryen or is the secret dead?
Okay, they never made that clear
right?
at all. And that irked me.
I'm actually assuming that no one knows.
I think the thing died.
I think they just didn't tell anyone. But why?
The other point to that is that he is now the Queenslayer. So just like Jaime, he's stripped of title and rank.
Ooh, speaking of Jaime, the Kingslayer, funny meme that I saw online is that somebody said, Jaime is on a whole other level. He was trying to be Kingslayer of future King Bran the Broken from season 1.
Yeah.
Ahead of his time.
God, man, the man's an icon.
He really is.
Gosh, he's a renegade. Let's have a talk about how Tyrion was used to really drill home the fact that Daenerys had to go. They used him talking to Jon in the makeshift cell to sell to us why she had to go. So that if there was any other Daenerys fan who was like, no, she can be redeemed. We're like, we're just going to explain it to you through the words of Tyrion. Did that work for you?
Can you imagine if they'd given half that speech to Varys last week before he got toasted, how much more we would have appreciated that heel turn? Even though we only got 2 episodes of her being bad, establishing that clearer before thinking that someone knows she's going to kill. Not that she could do some bad stuff or she might go rogue. Someone going, she's going to lose the plot.
Yeah, because Tyrion, this was after the fact. Hindsight is 2020.
Yeah, absolutely.
She'd already nuked the city.
Yeah. It was all done. It was all done.
Well, she did that for Bran, you know, made it wheelchair accessible.
All right. Can we talk about Drogon smelting the Iron Throne?
Sorry, you mean when he did that art installation?
Yes. I saw 2 hot takes on that. One is like, wow.
Hot take.
Oh, one of them was like, wow, he's so, you know, such an intelligent creature. He's seen that his mother's quest for this throne has led to her demise and he wants to destroy it so it doesn't corrupt anyone further in future. And someone else was just like, nah, he came out. He's like, spike in mum. Chair made spike. Me attack chair.
That
sounds a lot more like probably what happened.
A lot more reasonable.
They went the old, animal nudging dead body to convey sympathy and stuff.
Yeah.
Nah, the animals do that when they're sniffing you to see if you're good to eat. That's really
because they never show that dragons can be this intelligent or anything else. Like in the lore of Lord of the Rings, for example, we know Smaug has intelligence.
Well, he speaks.
He's philosophical. He can be ironic and all that stuff. But dragons in this lore are just dragons.
They're meant to be quite smart. There's,
really?
In the book, they talk about this, that they're almost at human intelligence. They're equivalent of what would be a dolphin.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But Danny's...
That's beyond, yeah.
Danny's dragons were meant to have some sort of telepathic link with her.
In the books?
In the books, which is never really clearly laid out in the show, but it was meant to be how she could fly with three of them and keep them in formation.
Oh, that would make sense.
So maybe there's some lingering intelligence about what that chair represented. He'd seen that image in his mother's mind so many times that he understood.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm giving a lot of fucking credit to a dragon.
Well, speaking of the dragon, this is what I actually liked the most about the show is that even though it's the end, and what a lot of people loved about Game of Thrones was predicting, trying to unpack what had happened, having Drogon go, just fly off to wherever he was going, having Bran trying to find Drogon, and having Arya off to west of Westeros made me think there's more to this story that we're never going to see, but that's okay.
I agree
with
you.
This world is still alive.
They actually left it pretty fucking open.
And Arya, I was happy with that.
Arya goes on to be a conquistadora to the west. Starks are obviously the MVP of the whole show, right?
Oh, yeah.
A queen and a king. King beyond the wall.
Podrick.
Podrick. He's Podrick.
Sir Podrick.
He's knighted
now.
Pusher
of chairs. What did I call him? Sir Master of Wheelies.
Master of Wheelies.
I really like that. But I mean,
I agree. Starks were the big winner.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah,
100%. I was immediately assuming that he was off to Valyria with her. That makes sense. Then I saw that people on Reddit were like, oh, he's going to take her down to a red priestess and she's going to go and be Jon Snow.
If this was a Marvel movie, then the credits would have finished and it would have cut to Drogon landing at Red Priestess's with the body and then resurrecting her.
Yeah.
Thanos style, right. Bringing it back. For
Although she's gone now, the Red Priestess, but still something of the sort.
But I just like the fact that we can still theorize. There are still fan theories that can exist in this world because there is nothing after that.
I want to share a couple of my favorite Reddit comments that I saw post-episode yesterday.
This is going to be good.
This one's from Rupe. He says, Davos suggested the Unsullied start their own house. That house will be done after one generation.
Spot on.
We talked about this earlier.
Yes!
That's a really fucked up thing. How about we send you somewhere where you can have your own colony, you populate it, it'll be fantastic. None of you have dicks.
That's the short end of the stick, so to speak, for the Unsullied. And my favorite response to this is, I don't know, man. They're fucking multiplying somehow. Which they have been the last couple of years. How many wars did she drag them through? And you still see like the hordes of Unsullied standing. Like I thought there would be like 12 after the battle with the Night King.
I thought there was 6 Dothraki left after that.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, it was a collection.
This one is from Pure Perfection. It says, I like how Sansa spilled to all the lords and ladies of Westeros that Bran can't function sexually.
It's such a sibling thing, as you mentioned, Tom.
And then winner response, nah, he's been warging pod for the last 3 seasons.
Now, in the books, there's actually something around that the people have warging powers. The one thing not permitted, completely forbidden, is to warg into another creature while they have sex.
Oh, really?
So it doesn't clearly say human. It just says creature. In other words, don't warg into a wolf when it's fucking a wolf. That's rough.
That's a bit wrong.
Yeah.
It's agreed upon that that's a no-no. But they never said anything clearly about sex, so it's quite possible. Also, how the fuck does Sansa know?
Well,
did she walk in there and be like, Bran, I got a question. Hey,
can you
your tackle work? And Bran's probably like, I have to go now, and rolls his eye back and just avoids
and
the situation.
Like, answer.
Yeah.
You've just given me the answer. But no, she was 100% saying that because she wanted to be queen. So when they were all like, oh, it doesn't matter. Bran, you don't have to be able to have kids in order to be king. Yay, Bran. She's gone, all right, well, I'm going to be queen of the north then.
Yeah.
Could that have been more of a sibling response?
There was such a sibling response.
I know, right?
She should instead just champion her asexual brother. You know, there's LGBTQI activists, I think I included everyone there, activists that will look at him and go, there's asexual representation on the screen. And he became the king and he didn't even need to put out to do it.
Nice.
He didn't need to be. How perplexed were you two when they said, Jon Snow, off to the wall? I was like, what for? what the hell is that wall there for? And then, exactly. You know, and then, once.
Yeah, we see him become.
It made sense. But
what's the name of the. It's not Mace Windu.
Mance Rider.
There we go.
He's become new Mance Rider.
He's new Mance Rider.
Do you think that some of that was just done to get Grey Worm off his case? Because
100%.
They all knew that he'd do the runner as soon as he got up to
100%. They had Tormund right there with Ghost.
Ready.
Every wildling was there. They were ready for what was going to happen. Mm-hmm. I also like the thought of John and the wildlings wandering further up
well,
to the great
the
unknown.
Well, he is the true king of the north now.
Yeah. He really is.
Yeah, north, the real north.
Did we ever see, like, I'm trying to remember in the very beginning when we first started to see the Night King, did we actually see, like, a tower or a castle or I can't remember.
I don't think we ever saw any location.
But you know,
there was
there was
stone circles.
Maybe
that
that's
they did
what I'm
the sacrifices
of.
In.
What if they want? They could just. They can now explore all of that. Super and safe.
Yeah.
Especially because did you see in the snow? Some of it was melted, and you could see green spurts coming through.
Shortest long winter ever.
And that final scene.
The
yeah,
very
a
last
blade of grass.
Scene. There's
right,
blades
I was
of
wondering
grass.
About that. So that's on purpose to say that winter has ended.
Yep. Yeah, and it was over the wall as well. So
winter wasn't coming for very long.
No.
Well, winter was coming for ages and then winter got dirt within a night.
Yeah, basically.
And like, just confirming because I was real confused. All that stuff we saw falling in King's Landing. That was just ash, right? It wasn't meant to be that
yeah,
snow
yeah.
had happened
but it was
and
too,
winter
it looked
happened.
Too much like snow.
Yeah.
It behaved, I know it's supposed to be ash, but it behaved a lot more like snow.
Well, you were mentioning about Drogon having a lay down.
Yeah, what was Drogon hiding underneath the ashes for?
That was I don't know what he was hiding under it for, but that was an awesome moment. I didn't see that coming.
It was cool, great, but yeah. I don't understand why.
It was just there for like Zack Snyder effects.
Okay, great. Fantastic.
For Zack Snyder reasons.
Speaking of weird, why was that there? Can we talk about Tyrion rearranging furniture for 2.5 minutes?
I don't know.
Like that.
I really don't know why I like that moment.
That was a
I
callback to I think it was season 2 when he was waiting for Tywin and the rest to arrive, and he arranged the furniture, and it took ages. And there was a shot of him dragging one chair across the ground. It was
right.
too heavy to lift. So it was a shout out back to that, which was funny. Haha. But it went so damn long.
I don't know. I really enjoyed it. But you know what?
It was clearly improvised.
I think they were going for a thing of like some of the characters are sort of going back to square one.
Yeah.
So like John, after everything, this crazy journey that he's been on through, back to the wall,
yes,
back to
right.
where he first started in season 1.
And none of it mattered.
He's back to where he started. And I think Tyrion is kind of the same.
Tyrion can never escape. That's what I felt like. It felt like he's never going to escape.
Did you catch what he said talking to Bronn? I only caught half the sentence, but he said something. I think he said, I once took a jackass and honeycomb to a brothel.
To a brothel.
Yeah.
I didn't get it. Was it a reference to something?
I don't know.
No, I don't know either. It's kind of a weird line.
It is a weird line.
I thought about it.
I'm like, is it a reference
it
to
a
book or something?
Where are we going?
I don't know, but those two spent a lot of times in brothels.
Yeah.
A lot of time.
To wrap it up, from my side at least, the characters that I liked their story arc and how it ended, Tyrion, I was happy with how everything turned out for Tyrion. Sansa started out as a character that pretty much everyone hated.
That we assumed in every season she was going to die.
She was going to die. Just some bratty, whiny kid who wanted nothing but to live in the big city and marry the king. And beautiful character progression.
Yeah.
I wish the same had been done to Dany and other characters. She ended up successfully as someone we all love and sort of like, wow, she's all about the North and her roots. And like no one represents the North harder than Sansa right
absolutely.
Now.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Arya was doing what she was always going to do.
Yeah.
Bran, I'm not sure about Bran. I don't know.
Bran is stupid, period. Sorry.
He's just going to do his.
He's never going to make the wrong call. If you look at it from that perspective.
He's never
going to
make
got,
any call.
No. So this is the. I think it's quite clever because you put someone in there that has really no personal gain in any of this.
Mm.
And he doesn't want the job. So Tyrion's going to do the job. He gets to, you know, Bran gets to be the face.
Yeah.
And I can't even remember who. It might have been Davos, but someone said very early, the wisest men were the men that didn't make the decision for themselves, who didn't try to overrule their council.
Right.
And everyone on that council we think are bloody awesome. We love Bronn. We love Davos.
We love Brienne.
We love Sam. We love Brienne. They are great people that we trust and we know are level-headed and will lead him the clear way. So it kind of achieves that democracy that Sam wanted without being laughed at.
Everybody laughing. Oh, so ahead of your time, Sam. I should get my horse's opinion too.
Well, that's what happens. That's what happens when you drink Evian water. Get crazy ideas. But look, I think from that perspective, it removes the chance of it being a highly emotional, unstable leader who's prone to paranoia or anxiety or all those things. And as he said, removes the bloodline thing.
I'm not on board with that, man. So are we saying the best way to rule society and push humanity forward is to be governed by a robot? No. No, I say no to that. Passion. Someone like Jon Snow should have been king.
I don't know if it's so much a robot as it is a cipher, because he's able to almost be the best of all of them while not being one of them.
I see what you mean.
Yeah.
And he can just go, should we increase tax this month? 11 months from now says yes. Do you know what? He can peer and see if the decisions are the right ones. And he knows if someone makes a call that he's not sure, and he can just flick through the file facts of the past and dig up and be like, oh, it didn't work out last time.
Someone drew a parallel between him and Doctor Strange, and they were like,
sure.
Why do I get the feeling that Bran saw 14 million and six or whatever possibilities, only one where he becomes king?
Yeah, that's right.
I did have a question. Does anyone know what happened to Arya? In between talking with John, when he was, she was like, I'm going to go and kill Danny. And John's like, no, you go stand outside the gate and I'll be right with you, hey.
Right.
And then he wandered off. And then we didn't see Arya again until the council. Fuck that.
You think she would have tried something?
Yeah, Arya don't listen to no one. What was she have to? We should have seen her at least trying to take down Grey Worm.
Right, that would have been much cooler.
Give her a mini boss.
Whichever way I slice it, even after mentioning all the things I liked about the last episode, the reality is the ending, when I critique or review anything, movie, series, whatever, the ending is paramount. And the ending was just disappointing. It fell flat. Like you said, I love the way you described it, perfect way to describe it. It was just ticking boxes. That was it.
From a structure point, it works. It completes the story that came before, but it doesn't enhance it. And it leaves you with a different talking point to what I expected we'd be finishing with Game of Thrones, which I thought would be, this discussion would be today. Huge. What's the spin-offs going to be? Let's be excited about that. And instead, it's kind of, it's nice to imagine what's happening with these characters.
But I don't need to be able to, I don't need someone from the Game of Thrones world to tell me where Drogon went.
I don't want one of the spin-offs to be what happened to Drogon. Stories with him is done. Tell me different stories in that universe. That universe is rich. Yeah. Do not fall into the Skywalker saga of having to keep everything related to one tiny dynasty.
Family. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we know the first spin-off, which is a prequel, is going to happen. In fact, I think they've already started filming.
Yes.
Is that the one that's like 100 years ago or 5,000 years
ago? I believe it's the 5,000 years ago.
Okay.
The one that is referred to as The Long Night, but George R. R. Martin says we're not allowed to refer to as The Long Night.
Right.
So this is the one where I suspect everything we didn't know about the Night King and the Children of the Forest was held off because of this. I think this is where those questions, mysteries and answers are going to be played around with. This is the one with Naomi Watts, I believe. Yeah, so she's going to be in it, and other people who I looked at their faces and went, I don't know you. But then most of the cast of Game of Thrones I looked at and went, I don't know you in the beginning. So,
and I hope they link it through Bran. Like, I hope Bran makes appearances. Appear. Yeah? All right.
And I want Wun-Wuns. Not Wun-Wun-Wun-Wun, but like other giants.
Wun-Wun-Wun-Wun race?
Wun-Wun-Wun-Wun.
Okay. Wun-Wun-Wun-Wun-2.
Wun-Wun-Wun-2-1-1.
That hurts my head. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of dragons.
But, I want dragons, giants, mythical stuff. If this is the time of magic before man crushed it out, it had better be that.
Is this before or after Valyria?
Well before.
Valyria was only a couple of hundred years ago. I think.
When, like, basically it's Danny's grandfather or great-grandfather who comes down and sets up the dynasty.
Yeah, I think it's before Egg.
Is it an Aegon? Oh, it's before the Aegon.
It's before Aegon, because Aegon, we know him from the Wall.
Yeah.
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 No, Aemon.
That's Aemon. This is well before.
Can they all have different names?
I know, they all kind of rhyme. Aegon, Aemon, Rhaegar, and...
It's like saying, hi, my name is Earth, I'm from Earth. It's that kind of thing. It's that kind of thing. Okay, anybody else you want to talk about? Oh, I quite like Brienne writing Jaime's story. That was a nice thing.
Were you expecting her last phrase to be, he fathered...
Ooh.
Oh.
No, but I saw a funny meme about that. And it was basically Brienne, like, writing and about to close the book. And it said, and he bedded Trienne of Tarth, and she had the bombest pussy.
Oh, no, I wasn't going that way. I wanted it to be like, and he sired a child before his death.
I know, and that was going to be her. Yeah. No, that would have been cool.
Push back from the table. And,
yeah, but it's
why
not,
did they not do that? I'm annoyed now. That would have been a nice little thing.
It's not very Brienne, though.
It's not at all.
She's not a mommy. And like, I just can't imagine Brienne like chilling about with a baby. And she's a knight.
Oh, know, come she, on. She could be a knight with one tit out breastfeeding in battle. Get back. Sorry, I didn't mean to yell into the microphone that much, but
that's all right.
You're welcome.
We've all got other ears we can use. Mm.
Shout out to the music guy, like you said. Shout out to the CGI effects. The last couple of episodes were pretty on point.
I want to shout out to Emilia Clarke. I really think she's done an amazing job with having to use mainly facial expressions to indicate a person going crazy.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout out to Peter Dinklage
for
being an amazing actor.
The whole way through.
But changing the way little people are viewed on screen.
Oh, 100%.
I can't think of any other representation as strong because at no... Mm. You think about things. There were maybe 2 to 3 jokes a season that were at his expense about his height. It was never to do with that. It was always to do with his behavior, his actions and thoughts. And that's fucking awesome.
It really is. He has done a fantastic job. He easily carried the show in some seasons, in my opinion.
In this last episode, he had to explain a lot for us.
Yeah,
and he did it amazingly.
If you look at the rest of the cultural landscape, you've got shows like Little People, Big World, or you've got Hornswoggle on the WWE.
It's, the guy from Jackass.
Yeah, it's.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Never afforded roles that could have gone to a regular hided person. And if you look at that, apart from the fact that he's called the imp and it enhances his character, it's not his character. That's not who he is.
No,
agreed.
That I think that is one of the most commendable things we can take away from the show.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. What do you reckon the chances of getting the last couple of books from George R. R. Martin?
I heard a rumor that says he already finished 2 books and signed a deal with the producers not to publish them until the season finale.
And he came out and he said that is the most bullshit thing he's ever heard. And he writes bullshit stories.
There we go.
He's like, why on earth would I do that?
I thought it must have been like some contractual shit. Like they'd take him to jail or something.
Off to jail. Go and sit in the cell with Tyrion.
I don't think he'll ever finish them. 2 reasons. One, he's got all the money in the world. He doesn't need to finish them. He has a part, like a clause in his will that says no one else can take over the stories when he dies. They die with him.
Does he really?
Oh, yeah. They die with him. And seeing the way that the Game of Thrones finale has been received, would you want to be the one that goes back and finishes those books?
Oh, yeah, because everybody was so disappointed.
Yeah, but then everyone's going to compare them to that.
And he's going to kill it.
Or they're going to say, we thought too much of George R. R. Martin to begin with, and it brings his books down.
I don't think so. If the finale had been received so well and like people were like, oh my God, best thing ever, then yeah, I wouldn't want to go back and finish those books. Fuck that. Like,
but we know that where the characters ended was where he said that's where they end. So the ending's always the final result is always going to be the same, but I guess it's the journey that he can change.
I saw him in an interview and he said, they asked him, is this it? Is it really ending? And he said, well, ask Dan and Stan or whatever they're called, the producers.
The 2 Ds.
Yeah, the 2 Ds. And he's like, if it was up to me, it could have easily been 12, 13 seasons. Not episodes, seasons.
Well, look, like, we know that the ending's going to be way better because we will have first-person perspective on these characters in the books, which means we'll understand Danny's descent into madness much better. We will understand Bran's machinations and the way he's been moving chess pieces because he clearly has been.
Right.
Absolutely. We will get the internal monologue of these characters so we actually have some context for the decisions they're making rather than just
And also we'll find out what happened to characters that were still alive in the books.
Pot pie. That were
gone. Interesting. Very interesting. All right, I think that's going to do it for us with Game of Thrones. We'll be back for more stuff. Nabil, you'll also be back for more stuff. You just don't know it yet. Brand's told us.
Brand's told us. And by Brand, we mean Tom.
Exactly. Exactly. Thanks, Nabil.
Thank you, Leia. Thank you, Tom, for having me. It was a lot of fun.
Hoda.